Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm here today once again with my good friend, Mr. Vin Forte. Vin, how are you?
Good. So good. I am excited, ecstatic, elastic, whatever E-words you got, I'll use them. Like, I am worked up today.
We are here to talk about the new video game, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, and me and Vin love it.
It's a fantastic game.
It is a fantastic game.
It is exactly.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, there you go.
Bye-bye.
it is exactly what Dr. Mario ordered. It is basically,
yes,
I consider it the successor to, like, the next in line 2D Mario successor.
Yeah.
To Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island.
Okay. That's one I've never played, actually.
Really?
Well, I've never played Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island. Where was that?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That is on Super Nintendo.
For some reason, I never played that. I played a lot of Mario World, for sure.
Okay, well, the second this podcast is done, go on your little emulation machine, or you have the SNES Classic, right?
Yes, I do.
I believe
it's No, I have just the NES Classic.
Oh, you have just the NES Classic. Okay. Well, find any legal means to play Super Nintendo games.
Can I get it on the Switch? Yeah, right?
I think you can. While you're listening to me, you could probably check right behind you and see, because basically.
But Vin, I gotta tell you, I don't want to stop playing Wonder. I'm so into Wonder. So
Wonder is great.
Yeah, so Wonder is a new Mario game.
Yeah, let's work backwards, because there is a lot to tie in here to Yoshi's Island. So let's work backwards. So Mario Wonder, the latest and certifiably greatest 2D Mario game.
Wow.
Basically, latest and greatest. I'm not saying it's the greatest of all time,
right,
but it's up there.
It is fantastic.
Basically, there was a big gap after Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island, a 14-year gap between 2D Mario games on consoles. The next one was the one that was on the Wii.
The new Super Mario Brothers.
New Super Mario
Which
Brothers,
I was not a fan of, really.
I wasn't either. It felt a lot like... That felt like a nostalgia grab.
Yes.
So it was like, we're not really pushing anything forward. Like, hey, you want a new Mario 2D game? We're going to give you a Mario 2D game. And we're not really going to do anything new or too fancy with it.
Right.
To the point where, like, it was basically a retread of Mario World. Like, same
right.
enemies. You had, like, the Koopa Kids in there and stuff. Like,
right.
It was almost beat for beat. And then they did a couple more of those games.
Yeah.
And then they did something really unprecedented, which was the Mario. They did two of Mario Maker games.
Right, right. And I played some of those.
Right. And those sort of, like, burst the whole door wide open.
Yeah.
In terms of creativity. Where, yes, for the past, like, 10 years, it's been like its own, like, subgenre where people, a lot of streamers, yeah, will play, you know, levels that people have created. And, like, it's fascinating.
Really difficult levels.
Yeah, really difficult levels. But now, in the wake of that, there had to have come a point where it's like, okay, this has been a fun experiment, but we got to get back to making our own 2D Mario games.
Right.
And at that point, I had wondered, no pun intended, I had wondered, what would they do? Would they regress and just go back to doing, like, the new Super Mario games? Or would they feel creatively inspired?
Yes.
And do something that we weren't expecting? And I'm so happy they went with the latter, because this game is basically like them turning the light bulb on,
yeah,
and being like, oh, we can do anything. Like, we can, yes, do whatever we want. And the main gimmick with this game, they do a couple things really well. First of all, it's a fresh coat of paint. It's a very small thing.
Right.
But I think it makes a big difference. This is not, doesn't take place in the Mushroom Kingdom.
The Flower Kingdom.
Flower Kingdom.
Which is very pretty, very gorgeous. It feels within the same language of Mario, but it's
right,
something different.
Exactly. Like, there's enemies that are, like, similar to Goombas, but aren't. There's, like, enemies that shoot things at their mouths that are kind of like Birdo, but aren't.
Right.
So it's, like, just enough different in that respect.
Yeah.
And then the whole, like, the level design's great. Like you said, the new coat of paint looks great. But the real key is the Wonder Flowers, the,
yes,
whole gimmick of the game, where throughout the level, like once per level, you'll stumble upon a wonder flower, and
Yeah.
if you touch it, it completely changes the dynamic of the level, where
Right.
it could be like there's a level of like buffalo running, like these blue
Yeah.
buffalo running around it, and if you hit the wonder flower, they all just start charging after you, and
it's
like
almost like they
jump on
made
them
two
and,
games. It's almost like
yeah.
they made two games because every level has its own design and gimmicks, and that's all brilliant. But then when you hit the wonder flower, everything changes, and you know, the joke is it's like you're getting high, but like everything changes, and then there's new mechanics and new methods and new designs. So it's like every level is two levels, two distinct levels, really. And it's so inventive. Like if I had to boil it down to one word, it's invention. It's novelty.
Yeah.
Its eyes are totally aimed forward, but using a tried and true formula, which is 2D side scroller Mario. And I have to say, in general, and we were talking about this last week when we were talking about the Mario franchise, I love that Mario does this. Like, you know, from Mario 64 onward, the sort of AAA big so-called games are the 3D Mario games where you're in 3D space, and you know, Mario, there's, you know, Mario 64, then Mario Sunshine, Mario Galaxy, and then Mario Odyssey. But despite doing those, you've got, you know, a billion other little games that just have Mario in it, like Mario Tennis or whatever. But then, like you were just talking about, they've still done side scrollers, and this is the most inspired thing. And this is the game that no one asked for. But and I don't mean that like an insult. Like Nintendo does these live, you know, these live like showcases where they'll be like, here's a bunch of trailers or clips from all the new games we got coming out, and it's usually a big deal in the nerd world. And they were like, here's a new game, and they showed the trailer, the original trailer for Wonder. And like, you could watch reaction videos. Like, people lost their shit because from the get-go, the first thing, and it's probably the most iconic thing from this game, is that there's a power-up that turns you into a elephant. And then you can
Right.
hit things with your trunk, or you can hold water in your trunk and spray it. And from that moment on, everyone was like, whoa. It's like they took the governor off. Like they were just like, blue sky, everything. Like, you can tell they just got together and like, everything, what do you want to see in a Mario game? Like, let's do it. Like, it's
yeah.
So inventive. It's not a challenging game, although when you get to the special world at the end, the sort of post game, there's some very challenging
right, well,
levels.
that's been Mario's MO for a long time now.
Right.
Is that like, it's got like a great difficulty curve.
Yeah.
That ramps up just enough, but then when you beat the game, if you want an extra challenge,
right,
there's always these like bonus worlds you can do.
But I, yeah, go, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Go on.
No, I was gonna say, you mentioned the inventiveness. This is where we go back to Yoshi's Island, because if you like Wonder, I'm telling you, you have to go back and play Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island, because that same kind of MO of like, we're gonna do whatever we want. That's what that game was back with the Super Nintendo, because that was like their last big game to come out for the Super Nintendo. And their whole mission statement for it was like, hey, we see the writing on the wall. We know that for the next 10 years or so, everyone's going to be obsessed with 3D gaming.
Right.
So let's bow out with like, from this generation, with like the best 2D platform game we can come up with. And the art design is phenomenal. It's like this thick, like crayon style,
yeah,
like storybook. It's so colorful, looks brilliant. And much like when you touch the wonder flowers, like weird stuff happens. That immediately harkened back for a lot of people too. There's two things in Yoshi's Island. One, like there's all these power ups, in certain levels, like where if you touch this power up, Yoshi turns into a helicopter for the next like 60 seconds.
That's
You can
fun.
Fly around as like a helicopter, or like this like mole creature that can dig through the dirt and stuff.
Right.
But there's one level that's just called Touch Fuzzy Get Dizzy. And there's like all these like spores falling from the sky. And if you touch one, you basically turns into like acid mode. where like the
Incredible.
screen like warbles around and like the colors all flash and turn different color. And it really like when I saw the trailer for Mario Wonder, like I thought back to that game. Like there it feels like they're kind of doing that same thing where it's like we're
Well,
gonna
yeah.
put our all into this, do whatever we want.
Yeah, what some of the wonder some of the levels where you touch the Wonder Flower and it becomes a new thing. The whoever you're playing turns into villains that you've seen. Like there's levels where you're a Goomba and you have all the limitations of a Goomba. You can't jump, you move slow, you've got to be stealthy, you got to be, you know, it like I was saying, it's not challenging, but like
It's
how do
just
I put it?
fun.
But it's more than that. Like it let's say that, you know, hypothetically, like think of a puzzle, right? A puzzle can have, you know, a very challenging it can be very challenging to solve a puzzle, but then some puzzles aren't necessarily challenging, but you need to be creative to see
Right.
the answer. That's Galaxy. Like, sorry, that's Galaxy, excuse me. That is Wonder. Like, you know, there's levels where you can push the green pipes, which is, to my knowledge, I think something new in this world. We've always had green pipes. You never think, you know, you've never been able to push them into new places, but you push it like so many times. And I'm the kind of gamer that I'm here to have fun. I take no pride in like beating a game. This is a toy I'm here to love and play with. So when I get stuck on something, I'll go online and look at somebody, see what they did. And so many times when I was stuck, I would go and look at how to get out of it. And the answer would be so delightful and right in front of me. Like, oh, I'm supposed to crouch down and walk through that thing. I never even thought to walk through that thing. Like, it's all about inventiveness. It's like it reminds me of like in episode two when Yoda's like, oh, the mind of a child. Like the answer to a lot of these problems is like, it's not something your video game knowledge will help you with. It's like you're like being able to think outside the box will help you with.
Right.
It's that's why it, like to me, like I keep coming back to words like inventive and delightful, because it's just fun, and they lean into the fun. And in some ways, it's like a musical game. It's like a
Oh,
musical movie.
yeah.
It's a musical game. There are levels that are musical levels. There's a couple of great levels where the
The floor is like
piranha
these music blocks, and the piranhas like pop up in time to the music.
and like sing like Audrey 2, which is
Yeah.
great because they've always kind of reminded us of Audrey 2 from Little Shop. And then there are some levels where you have to do things on beat to the music. Actually, the final boss, which is a version of Bowser, where it's actually Bowser as a like ship.
It as a floating ship
Yeah, it's
capsule, yeah.
really interesting. You had that final boss battle is all it's simple if you figure out that you have to go with the beat. And it's like one, two, three, go. So you have to on three jump and you'll jump high and be able to strike him. But if you miss it, you miss it. You've got to get back into the rhythm. It's such a musical game, but that's the thing that's amazing. It's like flowers and wonder and rainbows and music. It's all like all of this delightful shit that is unique and new, but feels totally in line with what this franchise has showed us before. You know, this is not the Mushroom Kingdom. This is the kingdom next door, the Flower Kingdom. And things are just as crazy and weird here. But here we have Wonder Flowers, which really allow anything to happen. You can turn into anything. You can. And I want to
Your
get into.
legs can grow 15 feet tall,
I mean,
like
there's no other word for that than silly. Like, all you become like super tall and you have to like figure out how to, like, it's just like, this is silly. And then let's talk about some of the badges, because the badges are they're not power ups, you know, but it's in the way they work like power ups. The power ups in the game are, you know, you've got the classic ones, you've got the fire flower, and you've got the mushroom, which makes you know, big.
But now you've got
And
the elephant one.
you got the elephant one, which is great, and that's what everyone talks about. And the elephant one's great because not only do you can you hit things with your trunk, You're bigger, you're thicker. There are things you can run through. There are things that you can, like, you feel the weight of it being an elephant. But then there's like the drill head, where you have a drill on your head and you can go into the ground or the ceiling, which means you could sneak under things. And there's amazing puzzles with that. And trying to think, what am I forgetting? There's other power. Oh, there's the bubble. You shoot bubbles and you bounce off the bubbles, which helps you get into
Oh,
certain
yeah.
areas. But then there are badges throughout the game that you can buy and then equip. And those badges will just add a different move or a different feature to whatever you're playing. And some of those are really inventive. Some of those are really fun. Some suck. There's an invisibility one, which it's just to challenge you. I mean, like there's not much you can do with it. Then you basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. You're playing and you're invisible. You can't see yourself. My favorite one is probably the spinning jump one. It's where when you jump, you can then do an extra spin and get a second jump up.
Yeah, there was a similar one, I think, in one of the DS games. But yeah, that's a good one. The inspiration in this game is all over the place. I like there's a like one or two levels that take inspiration from the Game Boy game.
Yeah, tell
Like
me.
there's one where you're in space and you're like in a bubble. And it's almost like balloon flight, like where you're kind of like going through and you can't hit the stars. And that's a direct reference to Mario Land 2, where there's almost an exact level like that with the same like hippo creatures and everything.
It's in the language. It's like I say, like it's this language that we've learned to speak, and that's what's so comforting about it. Because it's like when you get it in your hands and you're playing it, it's like, ah, I know this feeling. This feels like Mario. There are silhouette levels where you can't, where everything is blacked out and you're just going by shapes. I mean, just simple inventive shit.
It really takes inspiration from, I think, the Mario Maker levels that people had made, and also a lot of the, like, not lesser Mario platforming games, but like some of the weirder ones, like for Game Boy. Like again, like seeing that level from Mario Land 2 in there, or that callback to it, was really like a calling card to me that like, oh, this is where we're getting inspired from. Like this makes sense. Like we're looking towards like the weirder Mario pockets to like come up with stuff for this game.
Yeah, I think weird is a good word for this. It's weird. And it indulges it. It leans into the weirdness. There's some great animations in this too. And just subtle things that you notice, like
Oh,
when,
a lot of great background
oh
animations.
my God, amazing background. And character stuff too, like when you're close to a villain, they'll close their eyes a little bit, like they sense you coming, which is just a fun little touch. Great character animation. And I should say you can play as Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Toad, three different color Yoshis, and a rabbit. And if you play as a Yoshi or a rabbit, you can't, that's like super easy mode. You can't really get hurt. You can't power up, but you can't get hurt. It's like for little babies. But I played first Mario because I always play first Mario. But now I'm going through my second go around through it, and I'm playing as Daisy. And what's great is like all the power ups. It's like this is an elephant version of Daisy. It's an elephant wearing Daisy's dress. Like when you do Luigi and you do the drill head, like you're Luigi with a drill, like it's it, it there's so much beautiful, like, just character designs. How many times when did you get the game?
I got it like just like a week or two after it came out.
So how was your experience with it? Could you get right into it, or was it did it take a minute?
No, I got right into it. Again, like I love the weirder Mario games, and this felt like them finally like indulging. Because again, like you, I was not a fan of the new Super Mario Brothers game. Because again, like we said before, they felt like retreads. They felt like they weren't bringing anything new to the party, whereas this, like, right from the first level, all the signs were there that, like, okay, this is something special. Like, this is something that they put a lot of like love and care in.
You know, it, and I've heard a lot of people say, like, okay, it's not it's not the next game. It's not the next 3D game after Odyssey, but it's something we didn't expect. That's just incredible. I mean, it is. It's one of the best Mario games, I think.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the best 2D games. You said something interesting before. You said like the Mario Maker games you think had an influence on this, which is really interesting because that means the community, the like, there's something democratic about that.
Yeah, I guess there is, because I think it was more than most companies. I think Nintendo will react to what their audience is telling.
Yeah.
They may not react immediately, but I think like they ultimately hear you.
Yes.
Like if you look at every failure they've ever had,
yeah,
their next move or two is usually a big response in the exact opposite direction.
Yeah.
So like when you've got the stale Mario games coming out, 2D Mario game, they go, okay, well, fuck it, we'll let you make the Mario games then.
Yeah.
And then once that was, you know, sort of running its course, it's like, okay, well, we're going to hand this back to our developers, but we can't just give you the same stale Mario games anymore, because now us and you have set a precedent that yes, these games could be whatever we want them to be.
Right.
But we have to level up our game now.
Yeah, it's super democratic. It's super, you know, it's, you know, in the digital age, right, we're like, we're not just consumers, we're producers and consumers. And with the Mario Maker games, they gave us all the elements. They said, here's all of the building blocks. You try it. And it, you know, and I'm not very good at that. Like, I think I tried to make one level and it was shitty. But
I never made a level. I only bought, like, and I'm sure I'm not alone, where like I bought it just to play everyone else's.
Right. And that ends up being a lot of the fun of it. But even just playing around with it, it makes you realize, I don't know, it sort of turns a Mario level into a genre.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like there's a, like it's a symphony or a song. Like, this is what a Mario level is. This is what it does. How do we expand it? How do we challenge that? So like with Wonder, it's like, okay, we've seen what you did with this language. Now we're gonna give you, because what I mean, like, think about it. A game like this, right, is basically, here's a battery of levels, and they're all going to have their own, you know, none of them, very few of them feel like repetitive. They're like, each one is wondrous and inventive, and it's like, we're showing you, like, we can still speak in that language too, in a way. Like, here's a bunch of levels. You guys like levels, right? There are some people out there that like stream just them doing, you know, crazy hard levels that like insane to do. You feel nervous just watching it. And they're like, here's us doing, not necessarily hard like that, but here's us like, you know, taking it back a little bit and creating a bunch of these like,
yeah, levels. Like, you think you're creative? Well, let's show you how the masters do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it God, it's just so good. And it feels so good to play. How many times have you gone through it more than once? Have you gone through Special World?
I went through Special World a little bit. I haven't like replayed it, because like I'm the kind of person where like I'll get my fill, and if I know there's more content to be had, I'll sort of like put it down for a little bit, and then like a little later when I get the hankering to play more of it, I'll go back and be like, okay, I've got more to play now.
See, I'm not like that at all. I play a video game like the way a piano player plays a piano. Like, it's not to me about completing it or anything. It's about, I want to play. And when I'm into a game, I go through it. Like, if I really like a game, it doesn't matter what kind of game. Like, I'll go through it. Like, The Last of Us. I went through The Last of Us Part 1 and 2 multiple times. Just, you know, like, and you know, like, I'm not someone who really rereads books. I don't rewatch movies often. You know, I'll always rather watch something new. But with games, it's like, no, like, I played, I went through all of Wonder, and then I found the secret worlds, which are like sort of like after you beat it, there are, well, actually, you can find them even before you beat it, but there are these secret,
right,
the secret world, which are like tough levels. And then they, if you beat all them, you can play this final level that's very difficult. And then if you do that, and I haven't done this yet, if you beat that, but have also gathered every purple coin and
And
gotten
wonder
Wonderful,
not,
which means like at the end of the level, when you jump on the flagpole, just like in the original game, you hit the very top. If you do that for every level and get every one of the 10 point purple coins and beat all of Special World, you get the final special level, which is just I've never gotten it. I've just seen people play it online, and it just looks, it is a crucible. It is brutal. It's long. They don't give you a lot of like halfway points to save. And basically what it does is it, with every level you pick your own badge. If you like the badge that makes you jump up and do a twist, you can do that. If you like the badge that gives you the ability to use the hat to sort of parachute down, you can do that. With this final level, it keeps it's you use all the badges basically. Like the first part, you'll use this badge, and you have so basically you have to have mastered all of the badges
Right, it
and
literally
get.
is like you played this entire game. Now we're gonna give you like the final test.
Yes, it really is like the final test. And it's very jarring. Like when I've watched people play it, and what's jarring is like that they, like you get used to using a badge. There's, you find a badge that you like, and you're like, okay, this is the one that I'm into. And different badges do different things, like there's badges that make you swim faster on the water, and there are badges that just show like block, show blocks that you can't see normally. So like it just makes the platform easier. They do all sorts of things. It's not always just abilities of the character. But to switch from one to another, it could be jarring. So you have to master that to do. It's wild. It's wild. But I'm going through the game again. And now I'm not hitting the top of every flagpole, but what I am trying with this go around is to get every purple 10 coin. Every level has purple coins and regular coins, and they have these big purple coins that say 10 on them, and there are three in every level. So I've been trying to get those for every level. The only thing my one of my I guess one of my only criticisms is it doesn't have save slots. So if you want to play through the game again, you have to have a second user on your Switch, which I didn't have. So I created a second user that I called Evil Mike. And so as Evil Mike, I'm playing as Daisy going through again. But I'm telling you, but I'm not the kind of gamer who like consumes everything. Like I kind of will like what I like and move on. So like I foresee myself playing this for the next couple months. And but that's just the way I am. Like it's like an addiction. Like, in the morning before work, I'm like, yeah, let me just get a little bit in. And I love replaying the same levels. It's just like it feels like, it feels like I said, like a piano player playing their favorite piece. It's just like it's the love of the game for me.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. It feels good to it definitely is a game that feels good to play.
And I think that's one of the things about Mario games, right? I mean, that's one of the standouts. When you look at like bad games, like in the NES and SNES era, a lot of like bad games feel bad. Like there's something unintuitive about the way you move through it.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of like mascot platformers, a lot of
Yes.
games on the NES where, like, I talk about this all the time. Like, how many times have you rented a game and you get like 20 minutes in and you're just like, well, I guess that's it. Like, I have no idea where to go. And then now with the advent of the internet, like, you can go on, now we can go online.
Yeah.
And have you ever done that where like you look up a game that you could never beat as a rental as a kid, and
Yes.
then you look it up and you're like, really? I had to fucking do that? I would have
Right.
never guessed in a million years
Some of
that
them are
I would
so
just
hard
jump
they're
and do it. Like,
broken. They're more broken than hard. Remember the fucking level underwater in the Ninja Turtles game where you can't touch the electric
oh, impossible.
it's fucking ridiculous. I get
What
nervous
kid
just
is
thinking
gonna
about it.
Like, remember in Castlevania 2 where it's like you have to get some item and then go somewhere and like crouch for 5 seconds against a wall? It's like
Yeah.
the most cryptic bullshit. It's like, how would you ever know to do that as a kid?
Right. It's just, I don't know. There's a certain brain that I don't have, 'cause when these games come out, like it takes like a day to see people doing speed runs and finding things, and it's like, holy shit, like your brain must work in a completely different way than mine. What, let me ask you, what do you think about speed runs? 'Cause I'm kind of torn about my feeling on them.
I'm fine if it's a genuine, like, how fast can you run through this game? The speed runs that I do not care for are when it's like, oh, I found this glitch in Mario 64 where if you jump 3 times against this wall, it'll warp you up to the third floor
Right,
and then you can
right,
skip
right.
half the game. It's like you cheated at that point. Like, you're not
Yes,
playing
I
within the
agree with you.
constructs of the game.
I totally
Like,
agree with you. But you know what they would say, right? They would say it's in the
I'm working
code.
within the game. Right, exactly. Like,
Right.
I'm working within the parameters of the game.
Yeah. But to me, it's like if you cut off like 20 minutes by, you know, something like that, it doesn't feel, I don't know, it doesn't feel good, I don't think.
Yeah, because it's like there would have to be benchmarks in a speed run where it's like, okay, you beat the game by beating all the bosses,
Right. You're
right?
if,
Like,
how can you say you really beat it if you've skipped material?
yeah.
Oh, excuse me. People are already speed running this game.
It's wild.
And it's fun to watch people. I'll watch a speed run once in a while. When it comes to like watching video game content, I'm more into, like we were saying, watching people do crazy levels. But speed runs, I don't know. It noted it also, see, the thing I don't like about it is it's like what I don't like about the Oscars. It's like you're turning something joyous into a sport, and I don't know. I don't know. When it becomes like, oh, this guy has the new record, this guy's the new record, it's like, I don't know,
It's
man.
like, so no one has the record.
Yeah, but it's also like that's not the vibe. Like the vibe is like touch a fucking wonder flower and like trip out and have a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, like, have fun. It's a game.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about, there have been rumors about what people are calling now Switch 2. But
Yeah.
the rumors are that it's just that there's gonna where it's time for a new console. How are you feeling? What are your feelings on that?
I think that there will be a Switch 2, but it's just going to be more like a modified Switch where it's not going to be like, oh, if you already have a Switch, you got to get a whole new system now. I think it's just going to be like there's going to be some refinements, some improvements, but they're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think they know that they've got a great thing going with the Switch. It's not like Switch
Yeah.
sales are like really, lagging anytime
Right.
soon. So I think it's just a matter of like they want to improve the hardware a little bit. But it's not going to be like, oh, to play this new Mario game, like you need to have the new version of the Switch. Like maybe it'll run a little better or something, but like it's not going to be the
Right.
day. I think the days of like a big system upgrade are very quickly going away.
Right. I mean, maybe this is naive and I'll be proven wrong, but I almost feel like the Switch is it. Like we got to it. Like the Switch, you could play every game Nintendo has through the market, and it perfectly encapsulates everything that Nintendo was ever good at. So it's like all you can do is like, you know, how much better can it look? Who knows? And Nintendo was never about how good or realistic things looked either. So like I would be sad for it, 'cause I love the Switch, and I didn't you know, I'm a late adopter, so I haven't had it as long as other people, but I don't feel ready to be done with it. I feel like it's such a perfect machine. I want to use it forever. Like I don't feel ready to replace it. And I feel like the marketplace doesn't, 'cause every time, you know, Xbox or PlayStation comes out with a new game, sorry, a new console, it's crazy expensive and it's got crazy hype, and I feel like,
It feels like nobody's buying it.
right, it feels like that just drives up more Switch sales.
Right. And you know the Switch is still a hot seller because this is insane. The one of the highest selling games still to this day for the Switch is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Really? Yeah, okay.
It basically never left the top 10 of Switch sales. Wow. Which is why they never made a Mario Kart 9. They've just been doing those DLC passes. Because yes. They're like, why are we gonna make a new game when we can give people new levels?
The consoles would always premiere with a sort of like Mario game. Like this is like, and it would almost be like, here's everything this new, here's all the bells and whistles that this console has to offer.
Right.
And for Switch, it was Odyssey. But I feel like Wonder is on that level. Like Wonder, like if Switch came out with Wonder as its like main new Mario game, mm-hmm. I would feel like that's the way this feels. It feels like this is one of the best Switch games. And how many years into the console are we?
Right. Well, that's Nintendo. Like they'll always pull something out of the hat. And like you mentioned, like how many years are we into it, and they're still doing this stuff. Again, harkens back to what I said at the top about Mario World 2. Like that kind of mirrors that game where that came out in I think early 1996.
Yeah.
So it was like pretty near the end of the SNES. Yeah.
Or look at Mario World 3. That's real late in the run of the original NES, and it ends up being inventive and using that hardware better than so many other people, had used it.
Yeah. Now, I want to circle back because I've been telling you throughout the episode that if you love Wonder, you should absolutely check out Yoshi's Island. And you said you've never seen it.
Is that where Mario's a baby?
Yes.
I've seen it. I don't think I've ever played it.
Okay. I am going to send... Do you have 3 minutes?
Sure.
Because I want to send you a video, and we can cut this, the meat of this part out.
Okay.
Where I'm going to send you a 3-minute video. It's like a summary of the game, like a quick review kind of thing.
Okay.
And then I want your thoughts on it and, like, if it's something that you would want to play. Because I think you would love it.
I will play it with the sound off, so I do not get a copyright, and I can talk through it.
Okay. All right. Let me send it to you.
It wouldn't be a Vin episode if he didn't make me consume something on the episode.
Yes, exactly.
You were really in the bag. Do you have stock in Mario World 2? You were really in the bag for Mario World 2.
I played it again recently.
Is it your favorite Mario?
It's up there. I would say after replaying it recently, like it's definitely up there.
Because I think Mario World, the original Mario World, is absolutely excellent.
Oh, the original Mario World is excellent. Like that is definitely a game that I played a lot of. But this, I think, is just like objectively like a little more inventive, a little more creative. I think it's the best looking game. One of the best looking games on the SNES. I sent it to you on Instagram.
Okay. While we're here, let me ask you, did you see the Mario movie?
Yeah, it was fine. It was very safe.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I have nothing bad to say about it. I've seen it 3 times, and I was delighted every time, but there's nothing about it that I was like, oh man, like, this is a good movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, I'm watching the video Vin has sent me. Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island. Okay. All right. Oh, I do like the sort of crayon-y look. Okay. I love the original Mario World. I didn't realize until recently that Mario World and Mario 3 were developed at the same time. Just interesting because you could see that in the DNA of both games.
Oh, yeah.
Is this when they first started putting Yoshis in different colors?
Yes. Yeah, this one, the original Mario.
I want to go to the Super Nintendo World in Orlando, in Universal. And now they're doing Donkey Kong World. There's a Yoshi ride that's like a little kid ride that's just like, it's almost like a lazy river or something, or like a people mover. You just get on a Yoshi and you go around the whole park and you can see everything. And it just seems chill. Mm-hmm. I'm not a thrill seeker theme park person. I'm a chill vibes theme park person. Interesting. Why is Mario a baby? Explain this to
this
me.
This is the prequel. So the whole story is that, like, the stork is delivering Mario and Luigi.
Okay.
And Bowser Jr. or whatever like stops the stork, and like one of the babies Mario falls into Yoshi's Island. The other one gets captured by the Koopas. So the Yoshis have to deliver baby Mario to Luigi and save the day.
So it's like The Mandalorian or The Last of Us.
Yeah. Yes, actually.
Baby Mario. Mario did it before everyone else was on the cute baby trend. Yeah, I would definitely play this. When I feel like I'm ready to be done with Wonder, you know, like, and that will be, there's a point. You just wake up one day and you're like,
You're
I'm
like,
ready
I
to
have
be.
seen all there is to see. I have
Yeah, I thank
conquered
you.
all lands.
Yeah, like I've played the fuck out of you. I get, you know, use out of my games.
Yeah, you really ride them until the wheels fall off.
Yeah. You know, another thing, since we're talking about video games in general, like another thing that like bugs me about like PlayStation especially is it's like it's all about this console. Like this console is the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of the world, and you need to spend all of your money on this console right now. And then like the next one comes out, it's like iPhones. Like the next one comes out, it's like no, this is the greatest thing of all time, and we're not doing backwards compatible stuff. So if you want to play the new games, fuck you. You better buy the new thing.
Yeah, that's what sucks about like the more recent later consoles. Because it feels like, okay, the technology is advanced enough that we could do fucking like ray tracing or whatever, but not advanced enough that we can also like backwards compatible play PlayStation games.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Like, I really loved the last Star Wars video game. And then they were like, where they came out with a sequel. And I was like, I couldn't, I was super excited about it. And then, like, a couple months before it was supposed to come out, they were like, oh, sorry, guys, it's not going to be on PS4. It's only on PS5. And I'm sorry, I'm priced out of PS5.
Right.
Look, I'm a grown up. Can I get my hands on $700? Yes. Do what would I feel responsible and good about my life if I spent that in one go? No, I wouldn't.
Right. Enjoy eating beans for the next 2 months.
Yeah, like, it's just. That's just so goddamn much. I mean, it's a lot,
It's a
right?
lot. And again, to your point that you were making before, like when the Switch is like under $200.
Right.
And has great games. Why would I pay $700 just to wait? Like, I'm sure there's someone out there who's like, oh, well, you know, there's this whole stack of games for PS5 that's amazing. It's like, I'm sure there
I'll
is.
play them in 8 years when I can afford a refurbished PS5.
Right, but even then, like, I don't believe there are 10 games that I would want to play right now on
There's like two.
PS5.
There's the new
There's
Spider-Man
Spider-Man.
and the new Star Wars. That's it,
Yeah. And
really.
then like your run-of-the-mill stuff, like oh whatever, a new NBA 2K game or Madden or like you know the stuff that comes out every year, I could easily just get on Steam,
Yeah.
which does not require a console because I already own a laptop.
Right. It's like with those. It's like everything has to be a home run. Like nothing can just be like a nice, like, you
Well,
know.
that's what's killing a lot of these big studios because they'll put
Yeah.
all their money into like you know, whatever new big game, and then when that game, even if it's a success, it doesn't make $1 billion. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, we're shutting the studio down. It's
Well,
like, well,
the whole industry is horrible 'cause like they overwork people, underpay people, they create these insane time crunches. Like we've learned over the last couple of years just like how awful it might be to actually work in the video game world.
yeah, meanwhile, there's a whole community, like a lot of independent studios and games are flourishing right now. And it's no wonder because one, a lot of these games don't bank on like huge AAA assets and like it's gotta look like it's real life and it's like no, we're just making a fun, creative game.
Right.
Yeah, it costs money, but like if we do it right and we don't over, you know, overextend ourselves and you know need the best graphics and everything, then we can make a you know we can actually make a profit and make more games.
Right. And like the Switch, I think, really accomplished the thing of going from handheld to on a large screen really well. And it, to me, I don't know if everyone's like this, but to me, it's based on what I'm playing. Like Mario Wonder, I play on a large screen, but when I played Animal Crossing for months, I did
Yeah, that
that
was handheld.
handheld because that was chill.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm playing Stardew Valley, I'm playing that handheld.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, there's no chill, you know, like it's kind of bro-y, the PlayStation world and the Xbox world. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, remember Spike TV? TV for men.
Yes, this is like
It's like that vibe,
we
you know
got
what I mean?
Stripperella. Yeah.
Yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings for men.
Shoot, Buffalo Wild Wings. God, George Orwell's head would explode if he walked into a Buffalo Wild Wings.
I know it's this is everything I warned you about.
Yeah.
Well, Vin, this has been a beautiful talk about Mario
A
Wonder.
beautiful game.
I'm gonna go play it right now because talking about it makes me want to play it. I got it in my bones right now. I need it. I'm like jonesing for it.
And it's the weekend too, so it's like, you know, you have no excuse. Like that's it. That's the other great thing about finding a game that you love sinking your teeth into is that you can have those moments where it's like, it's a Friday night. I've got nothing going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me just play this until whenever, until I get bored and
Yeah.
fall asleep.
Yeah. And I hate to say this because I know people will hate me for it, because I know people work very hard on the music and the sound, but I tend to, with many games, after a while, not always right away, I will play with the sound off and listen to a podcast. And you give me a podcast, a good video game, and like a cup of tea, and oh boy, I'm good for hours.
There you go.
This has been PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm joined by Vin Forte. Vin, tell the folks where they could hear you online besides PCMC.
Yeah, go follow Oddball with Vin Forte. It's a sports podcast I do that's over on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. But man, the important one's YouTube. So
Okay.
youtube.com/@oddballpodcast. I also do Wrestle Rap, WrassleRap with Emilio Sparks. It's a wrestling podcast. Go check that out. And yeah, follow me on social media, Twitter at Mighty Vin, Instagram at Vin Forte NYC, and yeah, you can find everything there.
And what's your social security number?
Do I need to give you the three numbers on the back of my card too,
No,
or
that's all right. Vin, thank you so much for being here. This has been great. This has been
yeah,
wonderful. We end
no,
every episode by saying,
go bye bye.